Good morning. A Thursday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. The total death so far from the coronavirus pandemic, 494,925 Americans, continuing to grow, of course. And in the Washington Post this morning, pandemic cut life expectancy in the U.S. by a year during the first half of 2020. Black and Latino Americans were hit harder than whites, reflecting the racial disparities of the pandemic. Overall, it was the biggest decline since World War II, if that doesn't put it in perspective.
Well, it really does. You know, an awful lot of people went, mostly men, but some women, went to fight and got killed in the Second World War. But this has outdone the Second World War, and it's been quite a while since it did. And so we have this pandemic proving that, like ants on anthills, the human race is at risk all the time. So that the disparities are obvious. You are quite correct in pointing out, David, that African Americans and people at the lower end of the social and economic spectrum have been screwed. We know that, but there's nothing new here. When we talk about health care, there it is again. We have seen this ugliness for a long, long time. And you know what it's based on? It's based on something as stupid as how much skin pigmentation you're born with. So there are lots of reasons that people separate out, but one of them is obviously the fact that you're born one way or another and that racial prejudice and other things happen, and this country is filled with it. When Donald Trump became elected president, we saw what he did, and we saw that he played to it. When Joe Biden became president, he went in the opposite direction and said, we're going to try to clear some of this up. We're going to try to make this country fairer. But the pandemic, which we keep coming back to, is here. We have vaccines now. Whether or not those vaccines will save us is just a matter of conjecture. You need about 70% of the people getting the shots. And while we're making some progress, we're a long way off. Some states do better than others. In New York State, there's a certain amount of chaos that's been going on. In my home state of Massachusetts, we have a governor who's laid out some very strict rules. And some people with comorbidities and who are in a bad place can't get the shots because they don't fit into the rules set by the governor. Hey, there's only so much you can do, but this is a thankless task right now to be a governor of a state.
And yet, I was reading an article, I saw pictures of folks in New Zealand where they've really, really handled the pandemic well. A huge outdoor barbecue attended by the president, and a stark reminder of, as you pointed out, the divisive former President Trump and how much he worsened our ability to flatten the curve.
There are many of us who believe that in the end, he's a killer, because by refusing to wear a mask and set that standard for so many people, he created the conditions where so many people died. It didn't have to happen. In the beginning, he was in denial. He said only a few cases would come to the United States. He ripped off his mask after he got out of the hospital. He created the kind of chaos we saw as the invaders went into the capital of the United States and murdered people, and whether because they knew what they were doing or not, they were responsible for an awful lot of bad things that happened. And the president, who was the guy who urged them to go down there and fight like hell, he knew what he was doing. Let's say, I've always believed that the American people, all people, have both good and bad in them. Trump went straight to the bad, and Biden, hopefully, is going to the good. Of course, the Democrats, being Democrats, are forming the usual circular firing squad, and instead of getting together, they start to criticize each other in the hopes of getting ahead politically. It's not healthy, and it could hurt, because Trump is already making sounds like he wants to come back and run again.
Of course, there are so many divisions among Americans that predate now former President Trump, and there's been many folks like conservative provocateur Rush Limbaugh who have been stirring the pot for so long. And he now, of course, we read this morning, has died at the age of 70, got the Medal of Freedom. But for many people, he was not good for this country.
No, for many people, he was the devil. And what he has done is to mirror Trump and to precede Trump in saying terrible things, which get people inflamed, people who are not smart enough to figure it out for themselves. And so he invented basically AM talk radio. He did. AM was almost dead. Along comes Limbaugh and the like, and they take over and they start to spew their poison. And while it is not nice to say anything about somebody who is on the way out, you know, I have no doubt that it is Limbaugh and his like who have caused so much of the chaos we see in this country right now, playing directly to the descendants of the Civil War. We all know who they were, and we all know that they're still there.
Well, you're scheduled to talk with Jesse McKinley of the New York Times later this morning for your Capital Connection program. Alan, he's been following the Cuomo nursing home situation. In his latest article, Cuomo faces revolt as legislators move to strip him of pandemic powers. The Democratic leaders of the New York State Senate are moving to strip Governor Andrew Cuomo of unilateral emergency powers granted during the pandemic, setting up a remarkable rebuke for the governor from members of his own party. The Senate's measures, which could be voted on as soon as next week, underscore the deepening division between Cuomo and state lawmakers. But of course, that latest Siena poll found that his approval rating in the state is at 56%.
Well, that's incredibly high. Look, he's been governor for a long time. He's trying to do what his father couldn't do, attain a fourth term as governor. And, you know, there are people down in the ranks who are ambitious and who want to get him. He is not an easy guy. And sometimes keeping your mouth shut is better than fighting. But he has started to fight with some of these people. And I think, personally, I think it's a mistake. You know, he is doing well. People like him. If they don't like him, they certainly think he's done a good job. Now, ironically, for a mistake in not being more open, which he is basically admitting now, about the nursing home deaths and COVID, he is being roundly criticized by some of these people who are extremely ambitious. So some of it is philosophical and correct. Some of it is just ambition.
Political Observer, Alan Chartok with us.